seymourfriends.blogspot.ca or join Seymour Friends at facebook.com/seymourradio. پاینده و پیروز در پناه خداوند باشید.
Boutros Ghali, put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
So I packed my things and ran far away from all the trouble. I cast with my two hands. Alone we traveled on with nothing but a shadow. We fled. Made me wonder about their past. And as I looked around, I began to notice that we were nothing like the
rest. We sleep until the sun rose. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Welcome, summer. We are so happy to have you here. Isn't this weather just fantastic? See, I go away for 2 weeks and not be able to do the show, and you know what? I leave when it's rubbish and I come back to fantasticness. I think this is going to be an epic summer and I'm very excited about it. I hope everybody had a safe and fun Canada Day. Happy July 4th to all our friends across the border. I hope you're sinking a lot of beers and eating a lot of barbecue in celebration of your National Day. And I hope you all in Canada Land did that for Canada Day on Monday as well. Like I said, you're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. I'm your host, Fleur Cooper. And if this is the first time you've listened to the show, I'll give you a little bit of background of the method to my madness. I choose songs that inspire people to be involved in social justice. I try and find songs that have a positive social justice message, or I find artists that maybe I just like the song and I try and find out what they've been doing philanthropically, all in an effort to inspire you, the listener, to be involved in either what the band chooses as their charity of choice or your own charity of choice, because together we can make this world a better place. So I hope you enjoyed the first installment of tonight's little hour and a half of funness. I have some great new music coming up for you in the next hour and a half, as well as a tribute to one of my favorite TV shows, an HBO series that has come back on, but I will talk about that more later on. I get a lot of hassle for liking this show, but I am going to stay true to my loyalty to this show. But we'll talk more about that later on. Now, holy hell, I leave the airwaves for 3 weeks and everything has gone down. I'm talking about the Alberta floods. What a horrible thing for that to happen, especially not only for the province of Alberta, the cities of Okotoks, or the towns of Okotoks and Calgary and around there, but also in lead up to the Calgary Stampede, which started last weekend. Now, if you I can't even imagine what it's like to lose all your belongings and all the things that you hold dear and your house and everything to a massive freak flood like what has happened. And unfortunately, a lot of these insurance companies, you don't really have flood insurance, or they'll put it under the act of God. And you know what? When things like this happen, especially in our backyard, pretty much, it's really important to go and out and support these people that have lost everything. Now, the Canadian Red Cross, a fantastic organization that always jumps to the forefront of these relief efforts, and you know, is the first one to set up funds to support these disasters that happen around the world. And that is it is not an exception to the rule for this one either. You can donate to the Alberta Floods Fund through the Canadian Red Cross. If you just type in Canadian Red Cross Alberta Floods Fund, you can go and make a donation, and that will go towards helping people trying to, you know, basically build back their life after it's been destroyed. And you know what? Red Cross is one of the best organizations out there to do that support. I also saw that BMO is also collecting donations for the Alberta flood relief as well. So if you've got a spare $10, just don't buy a couple of coffees this week and put that towards the Alberta Flood Fund with Red Cross. That can all help to support these poor people in Calgary and surrounding areas with some support and just prayers that they to bring back their lives. It's always helpful to know that other people around the world are giving them support as well. So why don't you, I'll tell you the address. It's www.redcross.ca. Donate, and then donate online to the Alberta floods. You can find all that information there, and you can help your fellow Canadians in their time of need. So let's big shout out to everybody in Calgary and surrounding areas. We hope that you get back on your feet as fast as possible. Right there at the beginning of that my little tirade, we had of Monsters and Men with their song Mountain Sound, and that was from their album My Head is an Animal. You know what? Iceland just brings out some really great gems. Of course, Björk, probably the most famous Icelandic musician, but of Monsters and Men, I keep wanting to say Of Mice and Men from the book, but Of Monsters and Men are really coming up the everyone's radar in the last couple of years, and they're doing really, really well for themselves. They're a six-piece English language folk pop band from Iceland, and they formed only in 2010, so they're really in their infancy. My Head is their is an Animal is their debut studio album, and that was released through Record Records in Iceland on September 20th in 2011, so only a couple of years old. And it was... Basically, it's just been going up the indie charts. Everyone's talking about Of Monsters and Men. They played a little while ago here in Vancouver, and unfortunately, I missed out on seeing them. But you know what? They are doing a fantastic job. And it's always cool to hear these foreign bands speak in English without any kind of... sing in English without any kind of accent. I don't know how they do it, but it's damn cool. So the next person I've got up for you is City and Colour. They've got a new album out. And that's the Juno Award-winning Canadian singer-songwriter Dallas Green. That's his alias, City and Colour. How he basically chose his name because Dallas is a city and colour is a green. And somehow it works really well. He was obviously in the band Alexis on Fire that are no longer together. And he's been writing material for his from at least 18 years old, if not before. City and Colour announced the new album, The Hurry and the Harm, which was released on June 4th, 2013. So really, really new. It debuted at number one on the Canadian album chart, selling 23,000 copies in its first week, which is fantastic. And it's the second consecutive album for Dallas to debut at number one on the charts, which is fantastic to see a Canadian indie artist getting that much support. The album also debuted at number 16 on the US Billboard charts, and it's also City and Colour's highest one-week sales total in Canada to date. So, and it was certified gold in Canada by June 25th, literally 2 weeks after it was released. You can't do better than that. And City and Colour have actually helped out another group of people that were involved with probably more of a man-made disaster. I'm talking about the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. He wrote a song in response to that oil spill called At the Bird's Foot, which eulogizes the 11 oil workers killed when the well burst. And for the compilation album, which he donated that to, will actually go to support the people that were affected by the spill. But without further ado, I am going to play you a little bit of City of Colour right now. The song that I've chosen for your listening pleasure is The Lonely Life. You are on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Thank you. burns away the ice peering in our doors. If I want to leave, I will stand on my feet. I do only take these words you never believe are true. I'm never gonna chase something, it's a total waste running after what they take in hundreds. Look at what they praise, nothing.
CITR is proud to support the 36th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival on July 19th, 20th, and 21st at Jericho Beach.
This year's festival features over 60 artists, including Steve Earle and the Dukes, Aidan Knight, Kathleen Edwards, The Cat Empire, and many more.
Be sure to get your tickets today for the best weekend of your summer.
For more information, visit thefestival.bc.ca.
I do. You gotta rock, but I love you. You gotta rock, but I love you.
listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Vancouver's own Said the Whale. They've been around for quite some time now. What is it, 2007 to 13? I think my maths says about 5 years. They actually won the Juno Award for the New Group of the Year at the 2011 Awards. And they this new album, well, they've got a new EP out right now, and it's called I Love You, and that was their title track. Now, these are I Love You is out now, and that's a sampling of three songs that will most likely appear on their full-length album, which is due out this fall, which is quite exciting. In 2011 was a bit of a bittersweet year for the old Said the Whale. They actually, like I said, won the Juno Award for New Group of the Year, but also had their trailer broken into while they were in tour in Sacramento. Thousands of dollars worth of gear and clothing were stolen, and including some of the band members' guitars, cymbals, and glockenspiels. Two glockenspiels. Who steals glockenspiels? Come on. I think that is a travesty. But you know what? They actually had a show and they raised funds for the Said the Whale musical instruments, as well as a portion of proceeds went to Music Counts, which I've talked about a lot on the program over the years. And Music Counts is a fantastic music program that basically a foundation to support music programs in schools all across Canada. Unfortunately, when those budget cuts do come down the pipeline, usually music and art are the first two to go, and then sports. So it's really good to see a foundation that's around helping budding musicians throughout Canada get the experience and expertise they need while still in the school system. In the middle there, we had another great Vancouver band that's making a bit of a splash lately. That was Wake Owl with their album Wild Country, which was from later in 2012. It's singer-songwriter Colin Cameron's little outfit, and he's actually was born in Southern California but now lives in Vancouver. And after graduation, he actually trained in organic agriculture at Emerson College in England. Then he went to work on different farms throughout the UK, Germany, Chile, and Canada, and that he found was a catalyst for him to write songs, which we're really happy he did, because this EP is just phenomenal. So you should totally check out Wild Country by Wake Out. They are fantastic. So moving more along the lines of, craziness is going on around the world. The other crazy thing that I saw this week, which absolutely disgusts me, obviously we all know that Nelson Mandela is probably close to leaving this world, which is a huge travesty for humankind. Definitely one of my heroes. I studied South African history at university, and he is just a pillar of strength and justice for all. And it's really going to be a sad day when Nelson Mandela passes on. Right now he's sort of in critical condition. Sometimes you hear these reports about him being better, then worse, and then on a life support and all this stuff. So obviously during this horrible time and this sad time for the Mandela family, all our thoughts and prayers should be sent to the Mandela families and obviously Mandiba himself. But what I saw on the BBC the other day, which was just horrific, one of Mandela's families, members, Mandela, I can't remember his name, it's like Mandel Mandela, he basically excavated three of Mandela's children from Mandela's original birthplace and village where he grew up. This was all in an effort to make it that Mandela, once he passed on, would be actually buried in his town where he is the chief. And I just think that is just dreadful. The fact that the man hasn't even passed on, and this guy is already trying to profiteer. So I just wanted to put my two cents out there and said shame on that guy for really damaging the last couple of days that we have with Mandela in this world with greed and opportunism, which just makes me want to cry. It's really upsetting. But you know what, please, everyone, just take a moment to to send some positive vibes towards Nelson Mandela. He did so much for so many who had no voice for many, many years, and really is a beacon, one of the last centuries and this century's important men in the world, and just a beacon of hope for people that are oppressed around the world. So with that little piece out of the way, I also want to talk about someone that is never shy of talking out against injustices or including that in his music. I'm talking about the one, the only, the incomparable Billy Bragg. He has a new album out, and it's called Tooth and Nail. If you don't know who he is, he's been around for the last 30 years. He's an English rock musician as well as a left-wing activist, and he doesn't shy away from all those touchy subjects and just most eloquently puts them in the most beautiful songs. On March 18th, he released his latest album, which he hasn't released anything for 5 years. It's called, like I said, Tooth and Nail. And as we all know, Bragg has been involved with many grassroots leftist political movements over the years, and often that's obviously reflected in his lyrics. Billy Bragg said in an interview that, "My theory is this. I'm not a political songwriter. I'm an honest songwriter. I try and write honestly about what I see around me now." And you know what? This album is definitely reminiscent of what he says there. In July 2011, Billy joined the growing protests over the News of the World phone hacking affair, which was just a really shining moment for journalists around the world. And with the recording Never by the Sun, which obviously references the many of the scandals. And key points including the Millie Dowler case, the police bribes, and associated political fallout. He was also joined the Occupy movement protests as well, which is, as we all know, they were the protests that were sort of like the Western's version of the Arab Spring back in 2011. This song is absolutely authentic Billy Bragg at his best. This song is called No One Knows Anything Anymore. It's typical Billy, done in a beautiful arrangement with some really thought-provoking words. And I hope you enjoy it. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Deep down in the underground, atoms spinning round and round, scientists monitor readings, searching for the holy grail, the particle or at least the tale of the one that gives the universe its meaning. But what if there's nothing, no big answer to find? What if we just passing through time? No one knows nothing anymore. Nobody really knows the score. Nobody knows anything. Let's break it down and start again. When the markets drop, if the numbers really don't add up, everyone seeks a safe haven. And as they contemplate their ruin, the self-proclaimed smartest people in the room are trying very hard not to sound craven. But what if there's nothing, no particle to find? Only the blind leading the blind. No one knows nothing anymore. Nobody really knows the score. Since nobody knows anything, let's break it down and start again.
had stopped defending the indefensible. Let's stop relying on the hectoring of the experts whose spin just makes our plight incomprehensible. High up on a mountaintop, somebody with a skinny crop is thinking deep thoughts for us all. Serenity is all around, but if you listen, you can hear the sound of one head being banged against the wall. What if our ancestors had stayed up in the trees? Would we still be weighed down by these worries? No one knows nothing anymore. Nobody really knows the score, since nobody knows anything. Let's break it down and start again.
Want to boogie down for our neighbors to the south? Come to the $5 Fourth of July barbecue at Fortune Sound Club. Because what says America better than a cheap-tasted barbecue? Featuring Oh No Yoko, Noble Oak, Little Wild, Yes Bear, My Gay Husband, and Tristan Orchard. Advance tickets available at High Life Zulu, Red Cat, and Beat Street. Sponsored by CITR.
Shots, broken hearts. Do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
I want
You've always got to love a little bit of sax to end a song. Bring back the sax from the 80s, that's what I say. That was Cold War Kids with their new album, Dear Miss Lonely Hearts. And that great song, that epic song, was Fear and Trembling. I just want to say a big shout out to the listener that just called in. Thank you so much for the recommendation, and I will definitely check the band out that you told me about. I love it when I hear from my listeners. You can always contact me at Are You Aware Radio at Gmail. I'm on Facebook and sporadically on Twitter. You can find that all out at CITR.ca. All the website, all the different shows are on the CITR website, where you can podcast, email, do all those lovely things. And I apologize for people that have tried to email me through Are You Aware Radio at Gmail. I'm a little bit latent in that, but I have gotten your emails and I am taking notes. So thank you so much. Well, the Cold War Kids have been around for a while. That album that we just heard was their fourth studio album. And they're from Long Beach, CA, or in other words, California. And their album cover for this one was designed by their bassist, which is kind of cool, who actually designs every Cold War Kids release. They recorded a track for a charity compilation benefiting 826LA. And I've talked about 826LA before. That's an organization that supports kids' creative writing and literacy. Another really important arts subject that, you know what, gets thrown to the side and not really, people aren't really interested in sort of supporting kids in creative writing, which is a travesty, as you know what, some of the great novels were written by, you know, budding artists back in the day. So creative writing is a really important thing to have in the schools and be supported. The album, which is titled Chickens in Love, this all went to support 826LA, featured a bunch of songs written by children's between the ages of 6 to 8 and recorded by a bunch of LA artists, including Cold War Kids, as well as She and Him, which have a new album out and I'm really excited to listen to, The Happy Hollows, Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros and The Submarines and a bunch more. So if you want to get that album, go to 826LA.org. It was released a few years ago, but I'm sure you would be able to find it out. In the middle there, Dum Dum Girls, which I just love. I love every time that they release a new album. I'm always very excited. That song was Lord Knows and the album's called End of Days. Dum Dum Girls, and I love this. I love finding out about bands and where they came from and what they did, because I think it encourages all those budding artists out there that are practicing in their, you know, their mum's basement, their dad's basement, in the garage, in their bedroom, in front of the mirror with a brush for a microphone and a guitar. You know what, if you keep playing and perfecting it, you can get to become an indie star like Dum Dum Girls. They began at as a bedroom recording project for the lead singer in LA. They formed in California and they're signed to Sub Pop Records, which is 25 years Sub Pop Records have been around. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary right now. Their name is a homage to the Vaseline's album Dum Dum and the Iggy Pop song Dum Dum Boys. The group cites the Ramones, Susie's and the Banshees, the Jesus and Mary Chains, Mazzy Star and Patti Smith as their major influences, and you can definitely hear that on their music. End of Days, like I said, is the fourth EP and it came out in September of last year. Dum Dum Girls are actually playing they've been involved in a Valentine project for charity. So basically around the city they've been making time decorating Valentine boxes in a way to sort of, I guess, spread the love last year, which is kind of cool. And that was all in supporting Musicopia, which is a non-profit organization that aims to enrich the fund music programs in Greater Philadelphia area. Well, I've only got 40 minutes before I start my 4-day long weekend. I'm very excited. I'm heading up to the Okanagan and I'm going to drink some wine and bathe in the glorious warm sunshine. So I am going to keep this party going. The next band I've got up for you is Lee Harvey Osmond, and he has a very interesting way of writing his name. It's capital L, small e, capital E, capital H-A-R-V, small e, capital Y, capital O, small s, capital M-O-N-D. So I don't know if you need to put the emphasis on the different or emphasis on the different little words. I don't know, but it's an interesting way of writing your name. But I like it. I think it's cool. The Canadian psychedelic folk band, whose core member is musician Tom Wilson, they actually first took shape as a collaboration between Michael Timmins of Cowboy Junkies and Josh Finnelson of the Sky Diggers. They released the band's debut album, A Quiet Evil, in 2009, and then the second album was released in January this year called The Folk Sinner, and that's what we're going to listen to. The album was longlisted for the 2013 Polaris Music Prize, and, you know, Lee Harvey Osman are pretty cool because at one of their shows, they actually promoted World Vision by offering anyone who made a donation after the show a free CD. So not only did you go and see a great show, you donated to a good cause and got golden karma points, but you also got a free CD afterwards. I love it how when everything works out like that. Without further ado, because I got to get my music in before we run out of time, this is Lee Harvey Osman with his song Big Chief. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Can you hear me calling for my one true love? Praying to the skies and the heavens above. I'm a big chief climbing on a mountain. I see the war. I see the war in the sky up top. I see the war. There's a spirit in the river and a spirit in the tree. A prize in my head that brings them after me. I'm a wanted man born like a wanderer in the woods. I'm a big chief. A big chief trying to do some good. But I'll be hung before I'm on. I want to dance through the flowers and on the grass. Yes, I'm gonna dance away the war with you. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna dance this war away.
Oh, the night keeps falling and the wagons come. 3,000 miles with no place to run. From Caledonia to Wounded Knee, I can't believe. Think of you and all the things that we used to do.
The Biltmore and CITR present A Midsummer Night's Mess, featuring live performances from four of Vancouver's top body movers, Girlfriends and Boyfriends, Sunshine, Actors, and Sex with Strangers, Thursday, July 18th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Tickets are $10 at the door.
Take me to a place where smiles, they don't seem real, and people act surprised.
One night, listen to the fishermen tell me about the northern light. See the working bee daily, it's outliving your life. Yeah, I'm back this country here to the Emerald Isle, no longer blind. At 16, lift from my father's tractor in his bear's own hand. I was suing Nebraska, aimed to follow the sky. And my mother went cloudy in the Dust Bowl night. Was she blind? Last night, Maria came knocking, had us turn out the light. Didn't think I'd be hiding so late in this life. Like a crow that's blinded from some darkness inside. Oh, turn to the light. Oh. Thank you.
There's a light, and I can see it in your eyes. There's a memory of the way you used to be. Nothing's gone, it still shines every time you turn it on. And when you slow it down.
No time, got too many bills to pay. Slow down, nothing's gonna disappear. If you give yourself some room to move to the music you hear. Gotta get up, listen to me. Clap your hands, stomp your feet. For the great escape, looking to the greener side, trying to find a better way. Slow down, open up your big brown eyes, feel the rhythm in your heart. You don't even need to try. Gotta get up, listen to me, clap your hands, stomp your feet.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Serena Ryder with her album. What is her album? Harmony. And that song was Stomper. That is a funky, funky little song. I like that a lot. You see, I've gone a bit loopy with the excitement of being on a extended long weekend soon. She's a Juno Award-winning Canadian artist, and she grew up in Millbrook, Ontario. She gained national recognition with her ballad Weak in the Knees in 2007, and Harmony is actually her sixth studio album, and it was released in November last year, and then Stomper was released in September last year. She's playing July 27th at the Shorefest for the what's it called? It's those big things that explode in the sky. That's right, the Celebration of Light for the fireworks. So if you want to check out some great music while watching the fireworks, go down and check her out at the Shore Fest on July 27th, which is pretty cool. In the middle there, we had the Cave Singers, who are a fantastic Seattle band from Washington. I was lucky enough to see them a couple of months ago, and they just killed it at the Commodore. It's such a fantastic song, Northern Lights, and the album is called Naomi, and I think it is the best accompaniment to any road trip around. This is their fourth album released, and it was only just released in March this year, and I have a sneaking suspicion this album will be on my best of at the end of the year. And they, like I said, they played in May at the Commodore, and they have been involved with Digital Give compilation, which features exclusive music by them, the Moondoggies, D Black, and the Lonely Forest. And this is all to benefit Arts Corps, which is Seattle's largest non-profit arts educator, along with the Ballard Food Bank and the West Seattle Food Bank. So you know what, I love it when I see so many great bands doing so many great things, not only in the musical realm but also within the community. Now I have a little bit of confession to make. I might like a couple of HBO shows on the air right now. I've obviously talked about this before. I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan, and I know that people were umming and ahhing about this season, but I thought it was damn brilliant. I loved it. It was so good, and I can't wait for more. The acting's brilliant. The writing is brilliant, and all the twists and turns just make it such delectable TV watching. Now, with that over, I'm lucky. I'm very happy to hear that The Newsroom has come back for another season, which is another great TV show out there on HBO that's just fantastic. But I do have a guilty pleasure, and I've had it for a few years now, and I'm very excited that it's back on air, and I'm talking about True Blood. Now, people say, is that just the Twilight version of, like the TV version of Twilight? I say absolutely not. True Blood is a fantastic show. If you haven't watched it, check it out. I am a diehard fan. I love it. I love all the grittiness. I love the characterizations. They have some of the best lines on TV. And you know what? It's not just about vampires. There's also a bunch of other supernatural fun stuff going on. And with that in mind, my boyfriend actually put me onto this fantastic blog that came out a couple of weeks ago on CBC Music. It is by, who is it by? It was posted by Janette Calvary. Let me just double check. On June 14th, and it's about the True Blood Blues. So it talks about what type of music is in True Blood and how it's just a great vehicle to show some fantastic blues music. And I love blues music. I think it's fantastic. It's gritty, and it really just brings out that atmosphere of Louisiana humidity that is just permeates throughout the TV show and the music. So I've put a little bit of a True Blood tribute to the fantastic music of True Blood, thanks to the recommendations at CBC. I put it together because I thought it was such a great idea, and I'm such a huge fan that I wanted to spread the True Blood love, so to speak. So we've got four songs coming out from some really fantastic blues artists from the past and from now as well. So the first band you are going to listen to is Sonny Terry with his song One Monkey Don't Stop the Show, and this is the from the album Sonny is King. You're on CITO 101.9. Enjoy the True Blood tribute.
You say you're leaving, won't be back no more. Further down the road, baby, you reap just what you sow. But that's all right, I want you to know. One monkey don't stop my show. I help you, baby, you couldn't help yourself. Now you're on your feet, You're helping somebody else, but that's all right. I want you to know, one monkey don't stop old Sonny Show. You in, baby, you couldn't help yourself. Now you're on your feet, you're helping somebody else, I got to tell you. But that's all right, I want you to know, one market don't stop my show. I had money, had a plenty friend. Now I ain't got a dime, like a road out of in. But that's all right, I want you to know, one monkey don't stop old Sonny Show. You say you're leaving, this is your last go round, but I'll find me somebody, baby, before the sun go down. But that's all right, I want you to know, one monkey don't stop old Sonny Show.
Woo! The federal government is trying to ram through a set of electronic surveillance laws that will invade your privacy and cost you money. The plan is to force every phone and internet provider to surrender our personal information to authorities without a warrant. The worst part of their invasive, all-encompassing surveillance scheme is that you have to pay for it out of your own pocket. Send Ottawa a message by signing the petition at stopspying.ca. That's www.stopspying.ca. Thank you.
The number's going out now, friend. It's Smokestack Lightning. The train. Thank you.
I know we're gonna get together one day. Yeah, yeah, I know, and you know we're gonna get together one day. Well, it don't matter, say we're gonna get together one day. I don't care what your mother said. I don't care what your father said. I don't care what your friends said. But you know, I know, we're gonna get together one day. Yeah, get together, baby. Wow, well, baby, baby. Gonna get together, baby, one day, baby. Everybody's talking, baby. We don't care what they say. But long as you know, and I know, we're gonna get together one day, baby. Yeah. Let them talk, baby, all they want. But as long as you know, I know, we're gonna get together one day. Baby, baby. Ooh. We're gonna get together, baby. Together, baby. No matter how long it takes, but as you know, I don't care what you say. As long as you know, we're gonna get together. Get together somehow and some way. We're gonna get together, baby. Somehow and some way, baby. Some way. Nobody, no one can stop us, baby. No one can stop us now. No one can stop me. No one can stop us.
in the backbone. I get the shakes in the knee bone. Tremors in the thigh bone. Shaking all over.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I hope you enjoyed my tribute to the True Blood music. That was a collection of four bluesy tunes. We had Eileen Jewell with her song, or her cover of Shaken All Over from her album of Sea of Tears. Before that, we had John Lee Hooker. He doesn't really need any introduction, with his song You Know I Know from the Real Folk Blues. Before him, we had the one, the only, the 6 foot, I think 197, 6 foot, 6 inches, 300 pounds of awesomeness of Howlin' Wolf with his song Smokestack Lightning. And then at the top, like I mentioned, we had Sonny Terry with One Monkey Don't Stop My Show from his album Sonny Is King. So I hope you enjoyed the my little tribute to all things that are great and bluesy from the True Blood soundtrack. Well, I have one last song to play for you before Darren G gets on with Stereoscopic Redoubt, and I bid you adieu for another 2 weeks. The song that I've got for you is from a band originally from Winnipeg, now in Toronto. It contains two brothers, the Williams brothers, along with three other funky cats. It is Grand Analogued, a great hip-hop band from Canuckland, as I like to call it. This is off their new album that's due out later in the year called Modern Thunder. I promised the boys I would play it on the show today, and I have succeeded in keeping my promise. The song I'm going to leave you with is called Rap Sheet, This Day On, featuring Socrates, another fantastic hip-hop Canadian hip-hop artist. Well, I hope you enjoy the summer, get some beers into you and some barbecue, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. Be good to one another. Ciao for now.
Socrates in the house. Catalyst on the boards.
From this day on, I see the sun through all the dark and gray. From this day on, I see myself just drifting on the bay. From this day on, I see the world has always just been mine to taste. Mine today, mine tomorrow, and yesterday.
It's dedicated to that brother on a different plane. Dedicated to that lady chasing street dreams. Very necessary, you don't have an inkling. A free man freeze frame our society. It ain't for dollar or pro bono or propriety. Take a good look, cause you ain't seeing me. Can a hippopotamus be anonymous in the dirty swamp among the weeds and the cannabis? I think not. It's bigger than hip hop, bigger than the figures of the 1% gen pop. I flee the market, love for sale. I lay low like bungalows in Beverly Hills.
From this day on, I see the sun through all the dark and gray. From this day on, I see myself just drifting on the bay. From this day on, I see the world has always just been mine to taste. Mine today, mine tomorrow, and yesterday.
Critically acclaimed rapper in the game, like Zuckerberg's doppelganger, no one knows my name. I pull a Houdini on these chains and bangs. My train of thought leads to all the gain from pain.
I'm just a king who's the son of a commoner. Moving through life too fast, check my speedometer. I slow it down, check my pulse and the time. I took like people on the treadmills, gazing at the monitor. I'm not offended, I'm quick to end it. I'm on that dirty dubbing, rapping, roll. You call it genre bending, I call it condescending. You don't know the half till you tamper with my ending.
Just a minute that's on the mic. Just a minute that's on the mic. Just a minute that's on the mic. Just a minute that's on the mic.
From this day on, I see the sun through all the dark and gray. From this day on, I see myself just drifting on the bay. From this day on, I see the world has always just been mine to take. Mine today, mine tomorrow, and yesterday is yours to follow, follow me.
Rapper is what rapper does. Rewrite the scripture, rap with thugs. Intelligent rap, pack facts and blood. A scribble pad, little red, writings from the hood. Back when rap was that music for the rebel. I got your connotation remixed and disheveled. A story too classic and passion filled. Like Halifax Blacks back in Africville. Don't you confuse us with just rap music. I might blow a fuse and choose to go stupid. My life is mine, my life is mine. I'm